Park City Planning Commissioner Clay Stewart had a development background in California before moving to Park City some 24 years ago. He was a home builder in Park City, and now that his kids are grown and off, his schedule has eased somewhat, allowing him time for public service.
My wife Lisa and I arrived in 1989 with a 1.5-year-old son. And now that my three children are grown and living on their own, I decided it was time to get back involved in the community discussion.
Stewart's interest in development and civic issues is longstanding. He's been a citizen advocate since the early 90s in the Park City area.
In the early 90s, I was fairly active in planning issues. That was a point in time when the back end of Park Meadows was being subdivided and built out. Lots of people had concerns about how much traffic was going to go down, you know, relatively small, limited roads, you know, Lucky John and Little Kate and the other road system that was already in place. So there was an organization formed called the Greater Park Meadows Association, and we attended lots of meetings and hearings about how that back end of Park Meadows was going to build out. You know, actually, I think things turned out pretty well. I think our objectives were met.
Back in the 90s, he worked with County Commissioner Gene Mosier on various county planning issues.
Gene was one of the first people to run against what's called the Gentleman's Agreement, where we used to have one county commissioner from the north and the south and then from Snyderville. Gene ran as an independent. I listened to what he had to say on the radio, and at the end he said, you know, if anyone's interested, call me. Here's my phone number.
Lack of solid planning and zoning back in those days was disconcerting to Stewart.
One of the scariest things that happened, I think, when I first got here, remember, I was coming from a development background in California, so it's 1989, it's 1990. I drive by the corner of what is now Snyder's Mill, and I saw a for sale sign. So I thought, you know, I'll call and see what this is all about. This is kind of like what I've done in California. So I called the then planning director of the county, whose name I won't mention. I asked him, what is the general plan designation for the site? You know, what can someone do on this? And he says, well, we don't really have that, you know. And I said, what do you mean? What's the zoning in? Well, we don't really have that either. But, you know, you could draw up a sketch plan and come down and talk to myself and a couple of the commissioners and we'll figure something out.
Stewart has brought all those years of experience and interest in land use to the current issues. He was a student of the old general plan, so moving on to the commission during the final approval of the new general plan was a natural evolution.
I also worked on the Citizens Committee in about 95 and 96 for the old general plan. So part of my preparation process was to go back and reread the old general plan, you know, to revisit what we had done and how things had turned out. And actually, I was pretty pleased with what I read and how things have turned out. You may not recall, but, you know, in the mid-90s, we were still looking at the possibility of a golf course development out in Round Valley. We didn't quite know where our edges were going to be to town. And a lot of that has been solidified since then.
He says the new general plan looks inward at the city.
It does address some of our borders and, you know, some slight adjustments to our annexation boundary declaration, but mostly it's a more internally looking document now.
Stewart says the immediate challenge is to modify the land management code so it's consistent with the new general plan.
The land management code is the implementing document. It's where a landowner goes to find out what can I really do with my land. And even last night we ran into a couple of situations where we said, you know, we've got an application before us that has applied under the old land management code, so we need to respect that, but it's not really the direction we want to go with the new general plan. So that's why I say it's important that we get after that right away.
That's Clay Stewart, the newest member of the Park City Planning Commission. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.